Hello, Tyrell. I'm so happy that we are doing a podcast today. This is Tyrell.
He is. I don't believe we're recording.
Are we recording? We're recording, right? We're recording.
Namaste. Hey.
Hey. Welcome to my podcast.
Oh my God, I'm such a fan.
Tyrell is a fashion photographer, so like celebrity photographer as well. How do you like define? Stop. This is, we're going to have a problem. I know it.
I don't know. I think I just take photos and I dance. I usually lie to boys when I'm on a first date and I'm like, I'm just a dancer.
You say you're a dancer.
I do not say I'm a photographer.
You are an incredible dancer, actually. And you're a TikToker.
I'm screaming. They mention that sometimes and I'm like, that's not real life to me.
People have said that to me too. It's like, I guess if you have like some TikToks that have gone like viral, people will just say you're a TikToker.
Literally.
But it's like, it's just like a random page I have. Like, it's not like
I'm
a
just
real...
being weird. Like,
yeah,
you, like
no, same.
The fact that you guys appreciate my weirdness is quite insane, but I appreciate it.
You like legit have like turned into an internet presence. Like you have to like kind of acknowledge that.
I don't acknowledge it only because there is no one else there when I'm recording besides me and my phone.
Yeah.
So only Steve Jobs knows what I'm doing. So like him and I are probably best friends. So like that's about it.
You have such a like magnetic, I was saying to my sister like before you got here, I was like, he's just like has such a like, personality. It's so interesting to me. That, like, you literally just post videos, like, by yourself, and they, like, are so popular. Like, there was one video that you had that's, like, a really popular sound. The bus one. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, the bus?
Wait, yeah, you're, like, it was a really popular sound. I'm, like, this is Tyrell. Like, this is literally...
Or the mask.
No, it was the one where you're, like, this bus? You know what I'm talking about? Are you saying bus? Or it's, like... the noise is as strong, like, you know what I'm
talking about? Oh my God.
Which one was that?
I don't think I made that.
No,
sound.
It's you. I swear to God, because I went to the thing and I found the original and it was you.
Oh my dude. That one I don't know about, but I do use that phrase a lot.
Wait, which
it's like the noise in this
popular
is astronomical. My most popular one is when I was here and I was telling my friend to put on her mask. I was like, put your mask on right. And then I didn't have my mask on.
It's the astronomical one that I'm thinking of.
I'm screaming.
So what's the quote? Like, what do you say in it?
In the astronomical
one?
I don't know that. That's from someone in like, he's in Canada.
Wait, that's not you?
He's like, the noise in this bus astronomical.
This whole time? Wait, did you mimic that maybe?
Probably.
I don't know. I was like, this is Tyrell, is it not? Because I swear I like went to the sound and then found the, or maybe I'm like fucking creating that in my head.
So like, and I also TikTok a lot.
Yeah, you
too
do.
Too good for my own.
You do like 20 videos, like a session, like each time you like put the phone up.
I'm just into it.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I just was deleting my drafts. I had like 600 videos and I was like, this is a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, we need to cut this down because I need to delete this app.
Wait, so did you delete all your drafts like individually? You went in?
I went in. I was like, which ones are me like talking about boys that are never going to talk to me again? Or which one are me like that are actually funny? And I was like, you know what? Considering I need to stop like like manifesting my single life, I need to like delete these.
Yeah.
So I deleted a lot of those ones.
You know, if you delete like the TikTok app, it deletes all your drafts.
So that's why I'm like taking my time.
Yeah.
But 13 gigabytes is taking up my life.
Like, are you serious?
My TikTok app has 13 gigabytes.
I've never looked to check because I think I have like 1,000 drafts.
Take some time and really like, because imagine that TikTok goes away. You're like, my life is over.
I know.
These are some good moments that I like.
I know that are drafted.
You know? So I had to.
I made the mistake of deleting my TikTok because I was like, this is such a waste of time. And then I realized that like I had 600 drafts that just went away that were like really
crazy
fun
thing
memories.
Is, I have two phones. One is like an iPod, but like
I have two phones. One's an iPod.
But like the drafts are on like some drafts are on the other phone, and I was like, thank God I never like deleted it off this phone. So I might like buy another phone and then just like keep everything on this one phone and then be like start anew.
Wait, what's the iPhone for? I mean the iPod for? What's that?
It's just like I had this phone, but then you know when you like pay it off and you're like, okay, like you get to keep it. And I was like, oh yeah, keep this phone. So I'm gonna use it for like I download all my Netflix shows for planes.
Yeah.
All my music is on there.
Okay.
So when I'm on my plane and I'm like, I'm ready to go, I can save my phone battery for when I land.
Wait, this is so
smart. Need to call my mom.
Yeah.
And I have the other phone. I'm like, the shit dies. I'm like, yeah. I don't fucking care. It doesn't work anyway. So.
It's like your entertainment.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You're going to hear that a lot today.
Okay. I'm glad. So how did you like, I guess like I'm glad because I don't actually know so many of these questions. So I get to ask them on here, which is fucking sick. But how did you like get into like where you are now? Like what were the steps you took to get to the place you're at now?
I have always been into photography. I was like on Tumblr and like all of that shit when I was like 7.
Okay.
Or like 8.
Damn.
So I've just been on the internet forever because I would be like, I would dance 24/7. I'd be in school dancing, after school dancing, weekends dancing, summers dancing. So then like when I wasn't dancing, I'd be on my phone or like I had an Android. So I'd be on my Android or my iPod 24/7, like Instagram, YouTube. Like I would make YouTube videos.
Yeah.
I was like into all that shit because I was like, this is the only thing I can do in my free time. Mm-hmm. And so that translated into like, I can try to make photos or like I can try to mimic what I'm interested in. So then I started like testing on myself, which didn't go so well. Mm-hmm. And then it.
What do you mean testing on yourself?
Like I would like take photos of myself in my room or like in my
self timer, like selfies,
literally
like,
self timer.
Okay, I love that.
And they, I look like a football player. Like I'm, it's me in my backyard. My backyard and my like hometown is like green, and I just am like butch.
Where's your hometown?
I'm from Philly, but I moved to Delaware.
Okay.
So, like my Delaware home is like really foresty vibes.
Yeah.
So I look.
I love
like,
that. That's sick. Actually, do you like that, or you don't like the forest vibes?
I like to go home to it.
Okay.
But I don't think it was ever for me. Mm-hmm. I like being able to like walk around and see people. And like in Delaware, it's such a small town. You don't really get to like see anyone. It's like you get maybe like 3 kids on your in your neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
Yeah.
So like I don't think I really like resonated with that town. And I spent a lot of time in the house.
You were too big for Delaware, I think.
I don't think so. But namaste.
No, I mean like there's a certain like thirst people have, and I think you just like had that, you know, like your dreams were bigger than Delaware.
Oh,
what I mean,
Oh, 100%. I was like, I need to leave here.
Yeah,
I was like the only gay kid, and like people, and you know, like
how small was the town?
It was like there's like the middle, there's like literally a middle school, an elementary school, and a high school.
So did you have like a rival high school you played with, or was it in like the next town?
It was like in the next town.
Damn.
So it wasn't like. But it was, it like, it's just weird. Like, you'd have, like, there was, like, maybe 2 elementary schools. There was, like, 2 towns really close to each other. I don't want to give the town away because I don't want you guys to find me. But, you know, like, there are 2 towns close to each other. And, like, they weren't rivals, but, like, everyone from the middle school went to that high school.
Yeah.
And the next high school was, like, in, like, not another town, like, another city of the of Delaware.
Damn.
So it would be, like, just so crazy. And how there'd be, like, one mall. The mall we had was like American Eagle, Aeropostale, and Hollister. So like, imagine what the fuck I was wearing.
The 3 hits.
It was like, I don't even know how to get into it. You know those like lace things that girls wear?
Like
with
the ones
flannels?
Where it's like lace like trim at the bottom of the tank top? Is
I
that
would
what you mean?
See those all the time and I'd be like, Mom, can I get one? And she was like, fuck no. But like, like it was like a new level of where you been, loca.
Yeah.
Like where have you been, loca? Like it was a new level of it was like crazy. But, like, I don't know. Like, I would be in my, like, I found High School Musical, and then I, like, would be in my tennis court in my, like, school. And I would dance and sing the songs in the tennis court by myself.
Yeah.
I would literally, and people would be like, what is he doing? And then I'm like, I'm just having a good time.
Yeah.
It was weird. But
like, you have, like, I guess that's why you do dance, but you have such a, like powerful spirit. You know what I mean? Aww. Like, it's very, like, transcendent. It really is.
That's so nice.
It's just like an objective thing I've noticed about you. It's just like the truth, you know?
I always say it comes from depression.
Do you think it comes from depression?
Maybe not depression.
But do you think you're depressed?
I don't think I'm depressed. I like to blame it on something, but I just don't know where it comes from.
What do you mean blame it on something? Like,
blame like the reason why I have such a kid-like personality.
Yeah.
I think it's because I was in the house for so long. I literally like, when I wasn't in dance, I would be in the house, like, doing homework, watching my little brother. So, like, all of that is just, it was just built up. Like, I needed to, like, let loose. Like, in high school, I, like, pulled the fire alarm because I was like, oh, my God, like, let's just do it. You know?
Yeah.
And, like, fuck YOLO.
Wait, so were you not happy at your house? Is that why?
I don't think I wasn't happy, but I just knew that there was so much, like, child energy in me.
Yeah.
That needed to, like, you need to experience the world, and I felt like it was not being experienced or like wasn't being used in Delaware, in my house, in my hometown. Like I would try to like like hang out with people and find like similar things with like people, but they, no one liked what I was into. No one was really into Tumblr. No one really into like taking photos, Instagram. No one dare made a YouTube video in that fucking town.
Yeah.
So it was like, they were like into sports and I wasn't really into sport.
Yeah.
So it was like, I need to like use this energy somewhere. And it would be like in YouTube videos, or it would be like when I would go to New York, went to see like the Lion King. Like, bitch, we're in fucking Times Square.
Yeah.
It's fucking rage.
But don't you think that's like part of your nature? Like that's part of who you were born as? I don't know. I'm asking. Like I wonder. I mean,
I think everything's meant to be and everything happens the way it's supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how my life just so happened to come out this way. And when I went to New York, like I said to myself, I was like, I'm kind of going through the milestones of my childhood
as
I was like in New York. Like, because when I went to New York for college, instead of like drinking and stuff, I was more so like weirdly hanging out with friends.
Yeah. And why is that weird?
I was like, because I didn't really hang out. I wasn't hanging out with people like when I was younger. Like, I didn't really like hang, like go to the mall and go to the movies and stuff. And so I think that childhood of like obviously everyone watched like Kendall and Kylie grow up, and I would like watch them and be like, there's something so nice about having just such a nice friend group. And I think that's something that I was like really interested in, not even like fame or celebrities. It was like having a friend group and having a family and community that I was really interested, like that had similar likes as me. And so when I moved to New York, it was like, okay, I'm going to school and people like the same things as I do.
Yeah.
And instead of like wiling out on like alcohol and stuff, I was like, let's go to the park. This is actually it. Like, I was like, it was insane. Like, I was like telling my mom, I was like, you know, I have friends. Like, we get to like go out to eat. Like, things that are so like people like take for granted. Like, so excited about like being able to like hang out with friends after class, being like, I don't have to go home. I don't have any responsibilities. Yeah. I can like hang out and like be out till late and just and explore. And I really think I'm like, I call myself like Curious George because I'm really, really curious and I really am like interested in so many things. Mm-hmm. So like, I think that child, like those milestones of like hanging out with friends and going to the club and, you know, having conversations that I was like, didn't really get to have as like a youth of like exploring my sexuality and like masculinity. And like, also like, you know, when like you have like lunch table talks with people and like, it's like, who'd you kiss? Like, like I was experiencing that like in college. Like it was like, okay, like my first kiss, not my first kiss, holy moly, donut shop, but no, not my first kiss, but like, you know, like liking a boy and dating and like all of those milestones I got to experience. And then like, I think that's why my photos like translate as that, because it was like, I'm experiencing these things for the first time.
Yeah.
So it was more so me documenting like all of these things around me and like documenting my friends in like a way that was like, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
So I think that's why my childlike personality has like latched onto my photos.
Yeah.
And those milestones have like made it like more personal and important to me.
How would you like describe then like your aesthetic now with your photos? Like when you mean the childlike aspect and the excitement behind it? Like, what do you mean?
I think now it's like, I'm really interested in people making weird faces and I'm interested in like people
playful.
Doing, like people doing things that really are like, when they're free and vulnerable, like when you're not thinking, like I have a photo of you eating a burger at, I think it was like a Jimmy Choo event or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like,
let's just, I remember that.
And I'm just like, let's just fuck around, like whatever. Yeah. And I think that moment was so important to me because I'm like, I already know you're like gorgeous, but I'm like, let's capture you in like a way that's like vulnerable that makes you even more gorgeous because it's like you're not even thinking about, actively thinking about trying to be something that you're not, or like you're trying to model for something. It's just like, you're just living life. And I feel like those moments to me are like the moments that I'm so attracted to because first of all, I didn't get to see them when I was younger, and also because they're just so beautiful to look at and look back on when you're older. Like, I wasn't like performing for, I wasn't a model in front of a photographer. I was a friend in front of a friend.
Yeah.
And I think that connection is like really important to me now. And I think that's why I'm like, whenever I'm like shooting things, like I was shooting Saint Laurent, but I was like, I was asking who's going to be there. Cause I'm like, I need a friend to like make sure that I have someone to play off of and like have that energy off of and like make new friends. Like, it's nice to like go into somewhere and like be alone, but it's also nice to go into somewhere and have someone to like be like, totally, we're gonna go into this together.
Yeah.
So yeah.
How do you deal with that then, like on set? Like, is it like a priority of yours to kind of like get to know the people you're working with? Or like how
I'm a stalker. So
will you stalk them before?
So I'll
you
like
go?
Stalk them on Instagram and yeah. I'll be like, what images of this person resonate the most when they're not looking, like when
yeah.
I can like see when someone's performing and I can see when someone's not. So I'll like go to those photos on their Instagram and I'll be like, I'll bring it up and I'll be like, let's try this. Like, what were you doing in this moment? Like mm-hmm. putting on music and like trying to become their friend.
Yeah.
Rather than trying to become like, I guess they're not their boss, but like, you know what I mean? Someone that's trying to make them do something that they don't have to do or yeah. don't want to do. So yeah. it's like about like, if I have an hour with someone, I'm like, let's put on music or like, let's walk and talk. And then like, you see when someone's talking, how their eyes light up or when they like smile mm-hmm. and the nuances. And I really pay attention to that. So like when someone's like, has like sort of like or choreographed movement of like when they get nervous, they'll like use their hands or they'll like yeah. look away. Those moments I'm like, I'll like be like, okay, that's about to come up. So mm-hmm. like photo time.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah.
You're basically just like training the model and like like kind of like, yeah, I guess like stalking her.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I have a story.
You're just paying attention.
Yeah. I have a story. I literally stalked this girl and like 7th grade or no, like it was 6th grade. She would sit in front of
this
me
is
in
like a confession
class. But I feel like it's like it goes to my photos.
No, I want to know.
I would draw her.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, oh my, like I thought she was the most beautiful girl in the world.
Yeah.
And I would just draw her and then she got so weirded out. She got so weirded out. She told the teacher and the teacher was like, stay away from her.
Stop.
But it was like, okay. Because it was like.
Wait, how did she notice? Like, how?
Like I sat like literally in front of her at like our desk. We're like.
So you sat. Like a, so how did you draw her if she was behind you?
No, she was in front. Like we're like in a, it was like 6th grade. So it was
okay.
like the 4 tables.
And oh, I know just, what like, you're saying.
Each other,
I know
and I'd
saying.
Be like. Done my homework first because I'm smart as fuck.
You're like across from each other.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd like draw her and then I'd she'd be like, who the fuck is that? And she'd be like, it's me.
Yeah.
And I guess she got weirded out by it. But like, I feel like I trained myself to like observe. Study people.
Yeah.
And be really perceptive of like nuances mm-hmm. in people and stuff
yeah.
like that.
Which that's
is
cool.
weird, but like whatever.
No, that's not weird at all. I think that's very helpful for what you're doing. That's awesome, actually. Yeah. That's cool. Do you feel like you like psychoanalyze people ever? Or no?
Define psychoanalyze.
Like, do you then start observing, like, what they say? Or is it mostly behavior?
It's mostly behavior and, yeah. like, I guess, mannerisms.
Okay.
Not necessarily, like, what they say.
Yeah.
It's more so about, like, knowing their body language.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, but I'm listening to them. But, like, you
yeah,
know.
No, yeah, no, I know yeah, that you yeah, are. Yeah. yeah. That's just interesting to me. Mm-hmm. What would you say, like, from moving from Delaware to like going to school, like what were your like career points that you hit, like that like kind of changed your like trajectory to where you are now? Like what was like the first job you got and stuff like that?
Whoa, what was the first job I got? I worked at the Vintage Twin.
Okay. No, you worked at the Vintage Twin?
Okay, look, I've
Wait,
been-
that's like iconic. I love that.
I've been a boy intern, but then I didn't really okay. get paid. But they were next door to the 7-Eleven on Bowery and like-
yeah.
I went in there with someone and I was like, I just knew a lot of, I'm obsessed with Bella Hadid.
Yeah.
She follows me now. Hopefully she never unfollows me.
I love that.
But I'm obsessed with her and I've been obsessed with her for a minute.
Who is it?
And yeah. so she would go into the Vintage Twin. Yeah. Or like I heard she would go into the Vintage Twin. And so like, obviously like I was one of those kids that was like, anything fucking Bella Hadid does, I'm going to yeah. fucking do too. So yeah. me and my friend were like, let's go. I went in there and I was like, are you guys hiring? My mom was like, you need a job if you want to like keep mm-hmm. eating food.
Yeah.
So I was like, are you guys hiring? And they were like, no, but we would love an intern. Little did I know that I was like being used for my services.
Yeah. Well, that's interning.
But I love the experience
yeah.
of it all.
Yeah.
So like that was like my first job and they let me like shoot like models. Like Delone was like mm-hmm. a model for theirs for a long time.
Oh,
and
interesting.
And then next thing you know, she like blew up.
Yeah.
And so it was like crazy to watch that. But yeah. that was like my first time when I was like around models and I knew that I wanted to be around them like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then yeah. I snuck into the Wang show. And then, yeah, that's about it.
Do you think that's like for, you snuck into the Wang show?
That's like probably like the highlight of my career because I feel like without, it like sums up everything that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Being like risky and
yeah.
going after what I want and also like being around people that I want to be around.
Yeah.
And like, not being around them to like be around them and like, you know, be around celebrities, but more so to just witness.
Yeah.
And like kind of like see things that I don't get to see on social media. You like want to see people in the real nature and how they interact with each other. And I think that was something that I was more interested in.
Yeah.
Rather than like trying to like be like, I'm next to like Bella Hadid, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think sneaking into that show was like the highest point of my life, because I was like, one, I snuck in, don't know how I got in, but I just used someone's name and it worked. I end up
I know a lot of people who've snuck into shows. It's like decently easy, I've heard.
It is.
If you like just play the part, people like just go.
It's worse now because people know who like people behind the scenes are, like producers and stuff. And I would like use this producer's name all the time. Mm-hmm. But I don't anymore, thank God. But like I got in somehow, I like got backstage. I'm like,
you got 18, backstage as well? 18. How did you get backstage?
Just
like acted like you were like a part of
the thing. Just like bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
And I stole candy.
You stole candy?
It was like, I think it was Wang and McDonald's. Yeah, I was eight. I was
just, okay, no, yeah. 18, I'm just
I stole
curious.
Like Skittles and like Starburst. They had like all this candy back there. I was like, bitch, I'm going to fucking take this as a snack for me tomorrow.
Yeah, done.
I stole like someone's shoes.
Tyra.
I was like,
were they Wang shoes?
They were Wang shoes. They were size.
Do you still have them?
They were size 11. No, I threw them away. I'm like a size 10 or like a 9.
Okay.
So I looked, but they were like huge on me, and everyone was like, stop wearing these shoes. Like, they are too big for you. But I was obsessed with them.
Do you have a photo of them? Like, of you in them?
I might have. Not on my phone, but I have a photo of what they look like.
I want to see. Like, how much would those shoes sell for?
I'm screaming. They're so old.
What year was this?
This was probably, let's see. I think 2016. Yeah. Okay. I'm screaming.
Also, what was your major in school? Photography, I'm assuming?
I cheated the system. I went to Lang at Parsons and then undecided, and then
you
I
went
switched.
Went to where at Parsons?
They have like, the new school has like three different or like four different schools.
Yeah.
And one of them is Lang, and you could like go there for like writing and stuff. And I went there undecided to like not knowing what I was going to do, but I thought I was going there for film.
Yeah.
And then I switched because I was like, I didn't really care about reading and writing about film. I wanted to like make films. Mm-hmm. And photography at Parsons was like making things. And I was like, bitch, we're out of here.
Yeah.
So I like did a summer in New York. Next thing you know, I'm like in New York all summer. That's how I kind of made like my friends in New York. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I just never left New York. Yeah. And then I stayed there.
Wait, so you made your friends like from school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like this girl Coco that I know. Yeah. She works at Supreme now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
But she was like one of my first friends at Parsons, and we were at Lang together, and we were like, we need to fucking leave this.
Yeah.
So we both switched to Parsons together, and then we were in the summer program together, and then we would hang out, and then through that. I would like, we would go out to the clubs and stuff. Funniest story. This is how I met Alex Ordonez.
Okay.
I met him when he was living in New York.
Okay.
Years ago, he introduced me to the club scene, I swear to God. He took me to, not Up and Down, but Never Never.
What the fuck's Never? Have you heard of Never Never?
Like a
club. Is this the blonde guy?
Alex Ordonez?
Wait, show me a photo of
him. I'm screaming. Okay, well, this is the shoe.
Let's see.
That's the shoe.
Oh, they were like sneakers.
They were chunky as fuck. And
these are kind of sick. They look like Jordans.
I was obsessed with them. No, I never checked them off. But they were size too big.
I know. These are awesome.
And it was crazy. And wait, you know Alex.
Wait, show me a photo of him.
Screaming.
Okay, see, this is what I mean. I'm so bad with names.
I'm screaming. Do you know what he looks like now?
He looks like the guy from Entourage, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. Like
yeah.
The guy
so
from
that's
Entourage.
Alex. So I met Alex in New York years ago, and he introduced me to like the clubs, and he would be like, "Come out with me," and like that's how I met like my friend Sonny. Mm-hmm. Hall.
Wait, Sonny, was it the promoter Sonny?
No, Sonny Hall. He's like this guy from London.
I was like, oh my God,
I'm screaming. I thankfully don't know any promoters.
Yeah,
thank God.
Which
is kind of sad because I wanted some free dinners. You know. Namaste. I don't consider him a promoter.
I don't think he considers himself a promoter.
Is he a promoter?
He like started out promoting. Like he started promoting for like boot. He like the, what's that group called? It's
the
called like H Wood Group. H Group. It's like Hyde. Not Hyde. What am I saying? I'm botching.
It's
this.
Like One Oak.
It's like
stuff,
no. No. It's not. It's like One Oak's rival. It's like Poppy, Delilah, Nice Guy.
Screaming.
What else is there? Poppy, Delilah, Nice Guy. What else do they have?
I do not know. I only know Delilah.
I think Off Sunset and like One Oak are like their thing. Like, I'm that's like another thing.
Screaming.
I know.
The fact that anything is possible for a possible.
I know. I don't know what Zach does now. I'm going to have him on the podcast.
He's a DJ.
Is he a DJ?
He's like world renowned DJ. He DJed a strip
world
club.
World renowned?
And it was quite awesome.
That's awesome. Good for him. That's awesome. Cool. I didn't know he DJed till right now.
I'm sorry, but no, Sonny was not a promoter. Continue. He was someone from London who like knew Alex.
Okay.
And like, it was just so crazy how like the world of, I guess, not influencers, but like people that were like popular on social media came about around that time. Like, it was like, if you had like 11K, mm-hmm. then you were really popular.
Yeah.
And that was like to be taken seriously.
Was this this was 2016?
Yeah.
Yeah. 11K was a thing.
It was like, if you didn't have, if you like, whoa. Yeah. Whoa. So like that time I met Alex, and then we would go out, we would go to Never Never and all these clubs and hang out with people. And I'd be like introduced to like the club scene, and I would take photos out, and it would just be like, that's how I kind of started. I was like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see people dancing, having fun, being carefree, fucked up, on drugs.
Yeah.
And because those are the best images. So it was just like, that's kind of how it all started.
That's interesting. It's like is that why you like being around models? Like kind of like your love for aesthetics?
I think they were just who I was around.
Yeah.
I don't think it was necessarily like aesthetics.
Yeah.
It was because I just always, I think, had a thing for beauty.
Yeah.
Like one of my good friends, Stella Duvall, was one of the first people that I shot in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't about, because she wasn't even a signed model, but now mm-hmm. she's like huge model. She's like in Old Navy and stuff. She just did Walk Chanel the other day. It was crazy.
That's awesome.
But I saw her and I was just like, she's like beautiful. Mm-hmm. I want to take photos of her. And somehow it ended up into her being signed. And I just think I have a thing mm-hmm. where I like seeing people for their beauty and being like, you actually should be the face of like so-and-so. Like, I want to like, we got to promote your face. And I would use her for like the vintage twin and stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
And so it's so crazy. But I don't think I've ever had a thing for models. I just think I like being around beautiful people.
That's what I mean. Like, like not necessarily like a thing for models, just like your love for aesthetics.
Yeah.
Like translates into like wanting, like being around models now. Because I've always it's just like an interesting like kind of like thing to think about, you know. It's just like fascinating to me.
People, a lot of guys I think like want to be friends with me because I'm friends with so many models.
It's so
and
common.
It's very interesting because I'm like oh my god, like they like me. They're like, Noah, I just want to know your friends, and like, I want to hang out with you because you're friends. I'm like, no. But I have been a matchmaker, so I'm really good at matchmaking.
It's so common though. Like, I've seen so many like, because they need like people like you. You know what I mean? They need like a guy that like girls are really comfortable around and that they like, so they can like bring you on like a trip. And
namaste.
Then they're like then your girlfriends want to come now because you're going.
Namaste.
So you're probably very valuable
to
a lot of guys.
To straight men. I'm like, no, you're ugly. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, who have you match made?
Who am I matchmaking? I match my friend Jordan.
Can you matchmake me?
I'm screaming. It's so easy.
No, I'm so picky. I like don't. I say that and then I don't even really mean it.
I'm like, no, I'm good.
Okay,
I'm good. Usually when I introduce people, they like hit it off because I like know people's humor, and humor is like actually like one of the top three things that people like maybe not think about, but they really like need in a relationship. Yeah.
No, you so, might like, be right.
Just give it a second. I'll think.
Thank you. What about you with guys? What's your romantic life?
So I'm with Casper.
Stop.
We've been dating forever.
How long?
Since I was born. Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Okay.
Just kidding.
I was like, who the fuck's
I'm
Casper?
I'm screaming the bad girl.
I was like, I'm about to see a photo. He's going to be so cute.
No, I have no. Dating in New York is weird. I think I'm also really picky. And I think I really love masculine men, and I'm really attracted to straight men, which is really bad.
Yeah.
And I always get just fucked over.
Yeah. With the straight guys?
With straight men. And also Aquarius and Scorpios. Those are like my kryptonite.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I'm navigating dating now really well. Like, I'm on like all the fucking apps, and I don't know. I think it's interesting dating in New York also. And also in our world, sort of, because we travel so much, and you like think you're like, oh, I travel so much, saying it like being like, I travel so much, not really like knowing how much you travel.
Yeah.
And then you like start talking to someone and you're like, fuck, I traveled too much. I want to like see my man, or I like want to see this person, and it kind of like messes up everything. But you know, boys are stupid. If you are on my TikTok, then you know, I'm always complaining.
I know you do talk about
Olivia Rodrigo. If you're watching this, if you're listening to this, thank you so fucking much, because that album fucking oh my gosh, Traitor.
A Traitor was good.
Fucking betrayed me. Yeah. Oh my gosh, me singing songs that I never experienced in my life.
So have you ever tried alcohol, any of that? I guess I'm just like curious.
I had a shot on my birthday.
Okay, which birthday?
The one I was here for. Okay. The one, thank you, Zach Villa, for promoting this. It was at that club.
Poppy?
It's not Jones on 3rd. That's a restaurant.
Was it Jones, like the restaurant?
Harriet's.
Oh, that's another one that they do. That's another one. Yeah.
Yeah, so I had a shot.
Not Jones on 3rd.
I was like, I know it's a woman's name.
Yeah.
But I had a shot then. And the only other drink I've had is like I've had a Four Loko.
Okay.
When I first moved to New York. Mm-hmm. And I worked at Eden DeLuca. And I did not remember what happened the night before.
No way.
And I only had one. And took it to the head. I like had a straw. My friends like, take it with a straw. I was around a bunch of my dancer friends. I was like doing splits and being crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that moment I was just like, you know what? I need to really pick and choose when I'm going to like take on alcohol.
Yeah.
And my birthday was like a fun one because I was like YOLO. Mm-hmm. But then I was also like, you know, I think I'm valuing like being like intoxicated with my friends.
Yeah.
Like it's more about having those experiences with people that I love. And like I was around everyone that I love on my birthday. So I was like, sure, a shot, YOLO.
Yeah.
But it was like nice because I don't think I was drunk, but everyone's like, oh my God, you were so like, oh my God, you were like so giddy. But I was just like happy. Yeah, and I was like flirting a ton.
Yeah.
I met this guy. It was crazy. He is confused. Confused boys fuck me up. Okay. Oh my gosh. But like, it was fun. I don't know if I'll drink again. Maybe like next year on my birthday.
Yeah.
But I
love that. It's so pure. It's so like, but
I keep saying awesome. Like, I tell my friend Jordan, like, if we go on like a trip, or if we go to like Jamaica or something, then like, you know what? I would be down to try, like, I'll smoke.
Yeah.
Or like, I'll like, you know, try shrooms or something. Like, I'm down to try it for once, like, just to have the experience and to be around people that I love. But like, when we go out to the fucking club with strangers, how fucking hell? I don't know y'all.
You also don't like need it. You're not someone who like needs like some sort of crutch, you know, like to loosen up. So you're it's more so now just like, something to try.
Yeah.
Like a substance to like, I'll try that just to see how it is.
Yeah. It's like a Twinkie. Know? Like, oh my God, I should try a Twinkie.
Yeah. Swag. What did you take a shot of on your birthday? Tequila?
Whatever Jordan gave me. I think it was tequila.
Okay. I love who you wouldn't know either.
I literally think it was tequila. Sometimes they like, my friends are like, oh my God, like have this. And it's like, it's clear. So they're like, it's water. I'm like, bitch, it's not fucking water.
Yeah.
Liars. Oh my gosh. Drug me.
So they still try to get you drunk?
They do, because I think
I'd be curious to see you fucked up. Like that would be a sight to see.
The Four Loko moment was unforgivable. I was in the streets. I was like twerking. I was had on overalls too.
Unforgivable.
I was doing splits. I was like flirting. I'm just like me times 20.
Yeah. That's why I'm so intrigued. So like I would love to see that.
I was just in my own world. I think at one point my friend was like, you put on earphones and like was listening to, I think, High School Musical or like Camp Rock. Like I was listening to some sort of album and I was just like doing the dance, like in the mirror. I was being a weirdo.
That's okay. Do you have siblings and do your parents still live in Delaware?
My parents live in Delaware. Mm-hmm. I have a younger brother. He's 15.
Okay.
He is not interested in anything that I do.
What are his interests?
Sports.
Okay.
He like, I went home for Thanksgiving and he played like football. Mm-hmm. And he was like super, super like, he's like super into sports. Like he's like obsessed. He's like, I want to do this my whole life. Mm-hmm. And he gets upset. Like he was like getting upset that like the other team like got the ball, like the football or something. And like he was on the sidelines for one part. And I was just like, I didn't know it was that serious.
So he plays football?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn. It's like what he like loves that one.
Yeah. That one.
He like loves, he plays them all.
I love that.
But he loves that one specifically. He's like obsessed. He's like, this is the one for me.
Yeah. So like, is he going to go to college, do the whole thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Gesundheit.
Does he have like an appreciation at all for what you do? Like, does he like, kind of like see like how like it's unique and it's special? Like, does he see that?
It's also weird because I think I hide my personality a lot around my family.
Yeah.
Because I'm really flamboyant and really like I'm just the complete opposite of my mom and my brother so much. So
what about your dad?
Like, well, my dad, he lives in Philly. So okay. I don't really see him that often, but mm-hmm. he is like the straightest man I've ever met in my entire life. He was born on leap day, which is also okay. a fun fact.
Interesting.
I'm like, Dad, how old are you?
First thing you think
I
of.
Know. Just fun fact.
Our nanny used to be born on leap day. Do you remember Vanjie? She was born on leap day. Yeah.
Period. My dad never used that joke. He it's never. Like, that's like the most obvious joke. He's not funny. I might tell him that. I might be yeah. like, you might need to tell this joke. He's like 40 now. He's probably like, what?
40?
Yeah. Like,
oh, so he's young.
My mom and my dad had me when they were like, my mom when she was 21.
Okay.
And my dad, I think, was like 22 or 23.
Okay. Damn, really young. That's awesome that your parents yeah. are so young.
Yeah. I saw my mom like I guess. Evolutionized. I guess I had a hot mom, which yeah. is weird to
say. Yeah.
Because I don't think she's hot.
Yeah. She's no, beautiful. Hot. She's beautiful, yeah.
Period. Namaste.
Yeah.
But I don't think like I took it like seriously when I was yeah. like, younger. I didn't realize that. I was just like, this is just my mom.
Totally.
But people, she came to my show mm-hmm. and everyone was like, she's hot. And
like your like, exhibition? Mm. Okay.
And they were like, she's hot. And I was like, mom?
Yeah.
I was like, this is weird.
You're like, I don't know how to take this.
I like never viewed her as like hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is weird, but YOLO.
Are they like cool with you now? Like they're like totally accepting family or like what's the vibe?
I don't really talk to my brother about it. I don't uh-huh. talk to them about my dating life.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't know. Like, you know how when you're younger, you kind of like shun yourself away, especially when you're like going through puberty. You're like,
yeah,
I'm emo.
Totally. The angst.
So like, yeah. I just think I had a lot of that my whole life.
Yeah.
So it was never like, I never really got to showcase them my full personality. And I think it's sort of like just carried on to now. So like when I'm around them, I'm just like, just a bro. Not yeah. a bro, but like I'm just like chill and I'm really quiet when I'm around them.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, I guess how you see me, like loud and outgoing and yeah. stuff. Like I'm really like we'll watch movies and I'll just like sit there.
Yeah.
And I think that's also why I was like so eager to leave. Because I was mm-hmm. like, again, this kid inside of me is like, bursting out of me.
So why do you think you like dimmed like yourself then? Like, you know what I mean? Because like I kind of feel you. I actually did the same thing. I think yeah. it's pretty common, like a lot of people do that, like in yeah. their families, that they're just like kind of like a repressed version of themselves.
Yeah, I didn't know why.
But like I'm curious like why you did it, like because I did it for different reasons.
I grew up Muslim, so okay. like
interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. And
I went to like an Arabic elementary school mm-hmm. in Philly when I was like still living there, and I grew up really like listening to prayer every morning, and mm-hmm. you're not supposed to take pictures. You're not supposed to
Why aren't you supposed to take photos?
Like, it's like things in the Quran is just more so about like their big thing is really on family, and I think that's why my mom was really interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
And but we didn't realize, or she didn't realize how like I guess strict the religion really was about like putting like she had a husband at the time
mm-hmm.
that wasn't my dad, and I would snitch on her, and I'd be like, my mom, like, mommy talked to a boy.
Yeah. Without,
or she, like, showed her
to
face.
This guy. Yeah. yeah.
Like, just, like, maybe, like, someone at the grocery store or something.
Yeah.
Or I'd be like, my mom, like, mommy showed her face. Like,
yeah.
Because when you're, like, she has, like, covered her whole face.
Yeah. So and was it just her eyes?
It was just her eyes.
Wow.
And she just would, like, have her whole body covered.
Yeah.
And I think I just learned at a young age that although I was interested in so many different things and, like, color and mm-hmm. stuff, that if I wanted to experience it, I had to kind of keep it away. Because mm-hmm. I didn't want my mom to be disappointed that I didn't like the religion and things like that.
Yeah.
And so like I would like, you know, in the grocery store, I don't know mm-hmm. if you guys had these like Pop. Was it Pop? I think it was Pop magazine.
Oh like, yeah, I did. Magazine. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I would steal those from because she didn't let me buy them. So I would steal them mm-hmm. from the, like Walmart.
Yeah.
Take them home. And I had like a shrine.
Yeah.
In my like closet door. And it was just like so many posters. And you know yeah. when you like put like, oh, so stupid, like Hollister bags on your wall.
Oh yeah, it's like decor.
I would yeah. be like I would put my receipts on the wall. Like
mm-hmm.
I was just so weird, and I think my mom was like would tell me to like take it down because it was just like you're really not supposed to have anything on yeah. the walls. You're not supposed to listen to music. Not supposed to watch not TV.
What's the reasoning behind those two things? Like why?
I really
corruption. Maybe
I really forget. I just know that it's more. I think it's more so about like you're not supposed to like let anything influence you. Like you show yeah, your family yeah, influence yeah. you, and I was influenced.
Yeah.
quite.
Yeah.
A lot. Like, I was just, like, I wanted to watch TV, and I, like, my favorite movie was Spy Kids growing up.
Which so, Spy Kids? Which one?
The first one.
Okay.
But yeah. I love them all.
I love them all. Game I love over. Game Over. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. So I'm fucking screaming. Good. But yeah, no.
I watched again. It with my mom Stop. On Thanksgiving and she was like, this fast you still like that? And I was like,
yeah.
I had like all the changed. Toys. Like, it was just like, and also being, I guess, knowing I was gay really early on, what I wasn't, I don't think I was able to fully even like explore that when I was younger. And so I had to hide it.
Explore what?
Like, I wanted to like wear like certain colors or like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe I wanted like a certain girl toy that was like, you know, at McDonald's, yeah. like this was such a heartbreaking thing for me. I would be so upset all the time. They'd mm-hmm. be like, you want a girl toy or a boy toy? And like, I just wanted to leave it up to chance so bad of yeah. like, I'll get what I get. And I think my mom would always be like, boy toy. And I would so be so curious about what the girl toy was and why yeah. I couldn't have it. And you know, you just be mm-hmm. so curious about why you couldn't do certain things and yeah. be so annoying. And so I think now, and even through high school, I would just be like, I had to hide so much of me. Like I had a boyfriend all of high school.
Yeah.
And so annoying. My mom like told me later on that she knew I had a boyfriend because he would like walk, not walk me, but we'd be like walking to my mom's car after she yeah. picked me up. And we'd be like just friends. Like I'd give him like a bro something. I'd
yeah.
give him a punch or something. And then like recently, like maybe like 2 years ago, she was like, what happened to that boy? And
yeah.
I was like, what boy? And she was like, that boy you would be always with. And I was like, how'd you know? That
yeah.
I was like, it's crazy.
That's cool though that she like that whole time she was like cool with it. Like she didn't say anything. She didn't interject. She was just like kind of letting it happen.
It's so weird though. I was just like, I wish she would have. It's like hurtful to know that she knew and we couldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then, but it's also nice to know that she knew and she didn't, like she just let it happen.
Yeah.
But it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
So, because it would have been nice to like have someone to talk about it with. Again, yeah. like high school, dance, school, dance. So like even, like, I would only see the boyfriend in school.
Yeah.
And like hang out with him when my mom was like running a little late. So like, I wouldn't really get to hang out with him. And like mm-hmm. on Christmas one time, I was like, can I go to my friend's birthday party or something? Mm-hmm. And she was like, is it that boy? And I was just like, yeah. We like made us this whole scheme. I was going to stay there before the party and like did not work out. I was like, I'm leaving. My mom was like, I'm going home. You need yeah. to come with me. It was crazy. But yeah, I think growing up Muslim really influenced like how I see the world or like how I present myself to the world.
Yeah.
I think even in Instagram photos, I think I don't really like show my femininity mm-hmm. in a way that like I actually am.
Yeah.
Which is interesting also.
And you think that ties back to like your religious upbringing?
100%.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think like that you'll like eventually like kind of free that part of yourself, or are you like kind of comfortable where you are?
I think I free it when I'm not with my family.
Yeah.
Like I think I fully explore it when when I dye my hair or mm-hmm. like when I'm able to like when I now that I have money I can like go shopping and I can get like a cute bag. I can wear like, yeah. like a person that I'm comfortable and things like that. Yeah. So it's like a slow process, of course.
Yeah.
But I think I'm slowly coming into my own.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And are your do your parents like follow you on Instagram? Do they kind of like
my
see what's going
on? My mom did. Yeah. And I was like, unfollow me now.
Yeah.
Because I'm twerking on my story. And I'm like,
love that.
I was like, you can't do this. You can't. Yeah. I'm like, this is like my free space.
Yeah.
I was just like, no. This yeah. is no. I was like, no.
Did he block her?
She told me that. I was like, I'm so sorry, but you can't. You literally, yeah. I'm like, this is, I would be so self-conscious.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think I would even be able to be as free as I want it to be.
Yeah.
So I said no immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately. Do your parents follow you on Instagram?
My mom follows me on Instagram, but she like barely checks it. So I'm like kind of fine with it. And then plus I just do like close friends, like for inappropriate
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my dad lives in Thailand. And
Namaste.
I don't even know what he does.
Imagine having a million followers and like your mom being like, I can't follow you.
I know.
Like imagine.
I know. It is. I mean, she could just figure it out. Like you can just Namaste. Go on Google and search like
Period.
Your full name and
Literally.
Find it online.
Literally.
Like it's not like it's
Literally.
A thing. But I remember like in high school, I did not want her to follow. Like when I had private like Instagram.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that I didn't want her to
100%.
Follow. 100%. Because I was like drinking or like Snapchat.
You're like,
I
just need to explore my life on my own.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does your brother still like practice? Like, do you practice religion at all now?
My mom switched to Buddhism maybe like
okay.
when I was in junior year of college. Because
mm-hmm.
she realized how like, I guess, strict Islam was. And
yeah.
so she was like, Buddhism is more about the energy and like, you know, the world and like, you know, speaking things into existence and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I feel like she resonates more with that. my brother's still confused. He doesn't know what religion he is necessarily. Yeah. But it's like when we like sneeze, I say like Alhamdulillah, and my mom's still say like Amhukala.
Wait, how do you say it again?
Alhamdulillah. Which is like,
it's so fast.
Which is like, I guess bless you or something like that. And then my mom would be like Hamukala, which is like it's not thank you, but it's like a repeat of that.
Yeah.
Just to like acknowledge that blessing.
Yeah.
And so we still say things like that. Like when I like pray, I say bless me Allah. Like just like, what is it? There's like one that I would say, like it's like an oh my gosh.
It's like almost out of reflex. You know?
Yeah. And I think my brother and I still have those, but it's weird to have those and not be the full religion.
Yeah.
But it's something that's just a part of me that I can't let it go. It's
like, yeah.
Not broken English, but I like to think it was broken English.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still like pray? Like, do you have kind of any sort of like religious like aspect to you now?
I think I just follow my mom. I'm kind of like not Buddhist, but I do speak things into existence.
Yeah.
And I manifest.
So is manifesting like part of Buddhism? I don't know much about it. I just know it's like
more so like saying things and doing things in the world, and then it'll come back to you.
Okay.
And then like knowing and having trust in the things that you say.
Yeah.
And knowing that the things that you say have power and meaning. Mm-hmm. So it's more so about that. And I think my mom resonates with that. And I think I sort of resonate with that also, or else I wouldn't have met Aaron Piper.
Yeah.
Because manifestation is real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swear to God.
Yeah. So, I think it's kind of real too.
So namaste.
Yeah. It's beautiful. What do you think you've manifested in your life?
I manifested Wang. I manifested Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
I manifested Frank. Those are like my big, those are like my top three. I think I manifested things, and like, you know, you manifest things, but you like, you manifest them in a different way.
What do you mean?
Like I was like, maybe like a year ago, I was like, I want a campaign, or I want to do a makeup campaign.
Yeah.
And then you're like, in your head, you have an idea of what that campaign looks like, or like what brand it's for. But then the real thing is more, it's something that like, maybe it's better for you.
Yeah.
So like I was like, I want a beauty campaign, or I want something. I got it. But in my head, I was like, Chanel, you think of like the big.
Yeah, yeah.
And then something comes to you and it's more so like a better experience, because they're like, okay, we want you for you, and we want to like play with your photography and the way you see the world, which was nice.
Well, if you did like Chanel, for example, it would like, it's all the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like they just have a formula, you know? Like,
but I think really... I want to change that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting to like go into a brand and be like
creative direct.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you see yourself? You also creative direct, don't you?
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
And why did I think you were like,
I've been asked to like creative direct for like artists and stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm ready to like take on that responsibility of like responding to an artist 24/7. Like imagine someone just texts you and they're like, should I post this? And me, I'm like, I can't even do that, because I'm like, I'd be like, I don't know, like, do it. YOLO.
Yeah.
First one comes to your, go with your heart. Go with your gut. That's what I would say. And they'd be like, what the fuck do you mean?
Yeah.
I need to post this for like, you know what I mean?
Like, do you think there's like, you're saying like there's like a lack of like seriousness in your personality?
Yeah, I'm like so playful. Yeah. Imagine someone's like, what photographer should I work with? I'd be like, I don't know, Barney. Like, I would say that instinctively.
Yeah.
But like, obviously, if like, the more I do it, I would like be better. But you know.
You know what like I see similarly in us is like, we're both like children.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And that we need like a serious part 100%. Of ourselves. Because I really like, I see that all the time in work. I'm like, I need this like serious like backbone I can like rely on. But literally, I'm just like a fucking child.
I just want to have fun.
I just want to have fun.
And just run around the city. That's all I want to do.
Yeah.
So, but then people are like, tone it down.
I know.
You're a profesh.
Yeah.
Profesh.
Yeah.
Namaste. We're on a fucking podcast. Take it the fuck seriously. Namaste.
I don't even know what to say to like half the things you say.
I'm like crazy. My mom was like, why do you say namaste? And I was just like,
it's like a tick now. Like, I feel like it's not like
it's
a tick.
It's like period.
Yeah, it's like a thing. It's just like,
not no.
That's it's like one. it's just like a reflex. It's the same with that. It's just like it turns into a reflex.
I think I was on TikTok and I saw it and I was just like, no, I'm gonna say it.
Yeah.
So now I just say it.
You like it and you mimic it.
Period.
Yeah.
Period. Not no. It just goes on. Just stop whenever you want. You're a girl. You're not making it any more obvious.
No, keep going.
I'm screaming. No, I cannot sing. Olivia Rodrigo, again, I'm sorry for butchering every song I ever sang of yours.
Wait, that was Olivia Rodrigo.
No, that was Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, that's, I was like,
No, but I'm saying like, on, like, I like go on bike, like, okay, boys break my heart, right?
Yeah.
I'll text Jordan. She has a boyfriend, so she's like, I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, okay, I need to rip out my heart right now.
Yeah.
I go for a bike ride.
I've seen Soho. Your bike ride videos.
Oof. They're I go on great. A bike ride and I let it loose.
Yeah.
I have to let my emotions out. I'm like, ugh.
You know, like a way to define happiness is extroversion.
What's extroversion?
Like an extrovert. The ability to fully express yourself.
I need which to is scream.
Like, no, yeah. Like you like tapped into that.
That's the only way I survive.
Yeah.
I think like whenever I'm so sad, I'll either dance or I'll go for a bike ride.
Yeah. Because the damn thing makes so much sense to me that you're such an incredible, like, it just, like, makes sense.
I can't cry. Have you seen The Holiday? You know, like,
That she Cameron can't Diaz, cry?
She cannot cry. I cannot cry.
What do you mean?
Like, I got my heart broken a couple times this year.
Yeah.
I cannot, like, I've tried to cry. Like, I've tried to, like, let it out.
Yeah.
I cannot shed a tear.
Like, what, like, things, like, make you sad?
Boys not texting back.
What about like deeper like things that like you couldn't help but cry, like a dead dog or something, you know what I mean?
I don't really cry over things like that.
That's what I'm curious. Like, what does it for you?
Nothing really. The only things I get sad over is like,
or I guess emotional in general.
Maybe. I only get emotional about like boys, like relationships.
Interesting.
I don't really get sad about really necessarily anything else.
What about like family stuff ever? That's so interesting. I wonder why that is.
Usually at family stuff, like I like am so blank.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never know what to say. I like am just like there, just experiencing life.
It's like, do you feel like you're an autopilot when you go over?
I don't think I'm an autopilot. I'm like actively aware of like what's going on around me. I just don't have any emotions.
Yeah. You're like numb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird. But
it's like, not weird. I think that's like, I think a lot of people feel the exact same way being around their family. I think that's super common.
I just have never, been one to like be sad about things like that.
Yeah.
But I literally wish I could cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want like a good cry.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want to let it all out.
Like when you watch like sad movies or like, do you like at least like
Call Me by Your Name? Oh my gosh, I wanted to cry so bad. I was like Timothy Chalamet, you're making my heart break right now.
Yeah,
I could not shed a tear. I was in the movie. I don't know. I don't want to spoil James Bond. Have you seen James Bond?
I know the ending. Someone already told it to me.
Namaste. Ooh, they should go to jail because they spoiled it. But. I went to the movies three times. Saw the movie three times. First time
you saw the movie three times.
Okay, like I went by myself because I was like, oh, like movie date, swag. And then the next time I was like, okay, let's go with a friend.
Yeah,
she cried.
Yeah,
at the ending, fully bawled her eyes out. I was like, why the fuck are you crying? She's like, he just And I was like, I had no feeling. I was like, oh, I didn't realize you were supposed to cry at this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went on a date and I saw the movie and. He was like not even into it. And I just, I didn't even cry.
Do you think maybe it's like, that's like, I'm trying to understand like what that is.
I literally don't know. Like I would think that like songs and things like I've tried.
Yeah.
Like Omar and Frank like have like songs that like I'm so sad to.
Yeah.
Like those are like on my Apple thing. Like those are like the two. And Olivia O'Brien has like some of the saddest songs and I wish I could cry to them.
Yeah.
I fully cannot cry.
I wonder if that's like I know people that are like in similar situations, but it's like you can't like argue that you're just like you just that's not you because it's like a person has like every range of emotions.
Yeah.
I'm just like curious like why you've shut it off.
I literally don't know. I'm literally not Stefan or Damon. I don't know how I did it. I did not shut my feelings off. But yeah. I mean, maybe one day I feel like someone was like when something happens. You're gonna cry.
Yeah.
But I like don't know when that something is gonna be.
And you don't like.
Because I've been in situations where I've been like so sad.
Like over guys, like what you're saying. Yeah.
And like you would expect me to be crying.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was like just punching my pillow.
Do you think that's like maybe like an accumulation of like training yourself like at a young age to not like express how you feel in general? like how there was like a cap on feeling in general. Like maybe. I feel this way and I can't, I'm capping it. I'm going to keep it under wraps. And
honestly,
this,
not. No, that's it. It could be that. I never thought about it like that. But considering how much I would like, I guess also being a boy, like showing, yeah. you cannot really show emotion at, like at a young age and being around like my dad and stuff. I think maybe I shut my feelings off. Oh my God, Damon, you're speaking to me. But like, I have no, but like, I can't match it to like a moment in my childhood. Maybe I just did it subconsciously. I have no idea.
And it may not have been like a, like some drastic, like movie scene moment. It could be like an accumulation of years or like days, like little things each day that like you just are like not gonna show how I feel today.
Oh, wait till I do ayahuasca when I'm like 50. I'll like remember that moment. I'll be like, oh my God, back to that time when I couldn't cry. Fuck you, slut.
That's so interesting that you can't cry to me for some reason.
I like wish I could. I wish I could. How often do you cry?
I used to see, this is why, like, why it's curious, because I used to not cry, but I only went for like a 2 year period. I was just like, I didn't realize, but like someone told me I was numb and I was like, oh my God, I am. Like,
but what triggered your like relapse into crying?
I was like, I don't want to be numb. Like, I don't want this for myself. Like, I really don't. Like, I was so over it. And it was so true because I literally did not care about anything. Anything. I literally, and people like, to the point where I like had to start like making excuses. Like I was starting to pretend to like I would care. The only thing I would really care about is like what was happening to me in the moment.
Yeah.
Like the conversation I was having in the moment, I really cared about.
Yeah.
And like what I was doing that night, I really cared about. Anything in like the future or the past, didn't care about it. I'm like screaming. Literally did not care about, and I didn't care about like pop culture anymore. I stopped like really listening to, I stopped listening to podcasts, things I care about. I stopped watching movies. I just was just like stopped caring about everything. And I stopped crying as well.
You numb bitch.
I was so numb. I didn't realize it. I thought I was like doing something good for myself. I thought I was like just like,
yeah, I think maybe that's what I think too. I'm like, maybe I'm like, maybe I'm a stronger person and like, maybe,
yeah,
but I'm not Kelly Clarkson, so like whatever.
I don't,
my references, like, you're gonna have to,
no,
like,
your
bear
references
with
are great.
Bear with me.
No, they're great. But I like realized that like I was, this is me particularly, like I'm not saying this is you, because I really truthfully don't know the answer to that. I can't even like hint.
Not even my therapist knows.
Yeah. But my thing was that I was like I was I blinded myself from a certain pain. I just didn't want to look at something.
Yeah.
And that was my idea of moving on, was not addressing it.
Yeah.
So like I just like completely was like, that didn't happen.
That's
like,
and crazy.
Yeah.
See, like, I can't
I'm
do that.
Fine. I'm going to have a good time with my friends.
I do
and
that.
Like I fully just was like, I'm fine.
So you're a Taurus. You can do that. I cannot do that. I cannot do that.
You can't do what?
I can't like. Like when something's bothering me, I have to like, I stress.
Yeah.
I think about it until the problem is solved.
It wasn't like, it was more so like my childhood rather than, not to be like dramatic. Everyone has a shitty childhood. Mine wasn't
Namaste.
That bad.
Like, I've learned our adulthood is like outgrowing our childhood like trauma.
No,
like
no,
it's like relearning.
No,
it's like
seriously,
reteaching yourself.
I saw a quote that is so true. And it was like, you have a childhood and then you spend the rest of your life unpacking it. And like,
Namaste.
I'm like, that's literally what life is like,
which
you
is
just,
so fucking annoying. Like,
it's
I just
so
don't,
annoying.
I just wish,
I just want a clean slate. Like, why
like,
do I have all these
clean
problems?
Slate.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? No one does. Well, that's like,
which
well, and
so,
then like
so
another
funny.
Thing is like your childhood trauma, because everyone has it to a certain degree. Like, if you give too much, you give too little. Like, it's just whatever. You'll get fucked up in some capacity.
Namaste.
But but that's just like a guarantee of life. Like, you can't get out, like, you know what
you
I mean?
You can't, yeah. It
it's
takes,
just like,
yeah.
what, yeah, it's like the first problems you deal with. So it's not like,
and
oh.
You're, and you're not like in control of the situation.
Totally. It's just like, you can't like dwell on like, oh my God, I've had like, I get it. Like, unless it's something that is so seriously, like it's so traumatic and it's hard to get over. If it's like your parents weren't like there enough for you, like stuff like
Period.
That, just like move on. And that's what I'm trying to do.
Namaste.
Like, I'm trying to move on
Period.
From that and like not be
Smart
sad
girl.
Forever. Seriously.
Smart girl.
But no,
it's,
yeah.
It's
no, but that was what.
I think I've learned that it helps. I learn myself in relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I really like grow, which is, I feel like such a sappy whore.
Why?
I just grow in relationships. Like, I just feel like the only growth I ever accumulate is either like in really close friendships or in like in relationships, like romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Because then I learn myself and I learn like what I want, what I don't want. And I think as a child, you don't really get the opportunity to like test yourself.
Yeah.
And like be like, I like this. I don't like this, like in a capacity of like someone next to you. So then you know how to be around more people. You know what I mean? You like give yourself boundaries. And I feel like in relationships, I give myself boundaries of like, I don't like this. You know what? Mm-hmm. Or I really do like this. And I like this about myself when I'm around this person. And like, you're like, you give it to other people around you and you become more, I think, loving, or I become more loving as I like grow and I like in relationships. Like when I'm with a boy and we're on a date, and I'm like joking about something, I see myself like making that joke, and then I like see how he reacts to it. I'm like,
yeah,
this was a good feeling. This is a good, you know, when you like have a connection, you're like, that was a good feeling.
Yeah,
like, I really like this.
Yeah,
and then like you take that into like different situations, mm-hmm. and I feel like that's what I learned. And I feel like that's why I rely on them, and I like that's why I really get really sad when I'm not, when things they don't work out.
Yeah,
because then I'm like, that, why didn't it work out? What did I do wrong? Because I want to learn and I want to like get better for the next person.
Yeah.
The next person. But you know what I mean? Like you want to learn, you want to like get better. And I feel like for me as a person, again, like those milestones of like not being around people when I was younger, I need to be around people now so that way I can learn myself and like be like, this is what I like to do. This is what I need. Mm-hmm. This is like how I maneuver through the world.
Yeah.
Or else, like, I'm just maneuvering through the world by myself and I'm just, like, going with what I want to go with.
Yeah.
Instead of what feels better.
Do you feel like it's, sense. Like, you're learning empathy almost?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. Yeah. Whoa, revelation. Namaste.
I'm okay. Like, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're, like, expanding beyond, like, just your own needs and desires and, like, start to understand.
Holy fucking shit, you're a slut! Oh my God, you're so awesome. Wait.
I can't with you.
Talking. That was fucking awesome. Wait. That was, I think that was cool.
Thanks.
Wait, I think that was like a revelation because I really think that's what it is. I actually think I'm like, because I'm not selfish, but mm-hmm. I think, again, being alone so much, you just only rely on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so to rely on other people, like, I talk about Jordan so fucking much, which she's just my best friend.
Yeah.
But like, she teaches me how to like care for other people. She's like, you know, you just show out for your friends when you mm-hmm. like, you know, like even if it's like a lot of our friends like have concerts and shit,
mm-hmm.
you going to that concert means so much more to them than you think.
Yeah.
And I think I learned that with like being friends with Jordan. She's just like, she had like a vintage sale and I was just like, I have to go just to show my support. And I feel like learning that in a relationship also is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's how I like grow as a human and that's how I like make it better. Make myself better to be around.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. Because I don't think with my mom or my brother, like when I was in home, my mom wasn't really home that often. So I didn't really get to learn how to interact with people and like share. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, everything was just mine.
Yeah. So, even with your brother, you didn't do that? Like you didn't share much with him?
Like I did, but my mom was so like, I guess, keen on making sure we had our own things.
That's nice. Yeah.
Which is nice. But then you like don't really have things to share. And also him and her 10 years apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, breakfast was like snacks. Like we had like one box was mine, one box was his. Cereal, same thing. Like everything was just separated. So I think I didn't really get the chance to like be like sharing is caring.
Yeah.
I was more so like, you know what, this is mine. And
it's almost like an only
child.
Your
own.
Yeah. Interesting.
Namaste. But we just had a fucking revelation. Oh my fucking God.
That's cool though that you're learning like how to be with people now. That's cool.
If you're out there listening, I'm ready for a boyfriend. Like, I namaste.
What are you looking for in a boyfriend?
I'm screaming. What am I not? Psycho. I realized, again, learning through relationships, I realized that I really like someone who's confident.
Okay.
And I didn't think I knew that before I started, like, serial dating. Like, I was, like, just attracted to, like, aesthetics and, like, people that look beautiful.
Yeah.
But I realized confidence is such a huge thing for me. Like,
yeah.
If you can't hold your own in a room or like be serious or like take yourself not too seriously, then I feel like I don't think I could be with you. Like I make fun of myself way too much.
Do you kind of like want a twin flame in that sense then?
I guess so. Maybe not a twin flame because I do want someone who like can teach me different things that I don't know. But I guess
like energy level wise.
Yeah,
I guess.
I think twin flame in the sense of like it's just I'm such a hopeless romantic. So like I watch too many rom-coms.
Yeah.
So like basically a twin flame.
Okay, I love that.
So, like, I need someone who's just, like, I go to bookstores.
Looking
I go to bookstores, and I'm like, oh, my God, like,
Do you actually go to bookstores?
Like, I go to bookstores with like the intent to like look at books, but I'm also just like, I wonder
in the back of your head
where I meet the love of my life. Like, I don't want to meet the love of my life on an app.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to meet them in like a beautiful way, like I've seen in the movies.
Yeah.
I've seen too many movies.
Like, meet cute.
Namaste.
Yeah.
Watch The Holiday. You're literally a meet cute. Namaste.
Yeah. Have you had any meet cutes?
Nor. Nor. Are you near her? Just kidding. Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's pretty, quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad.
My English one's like, it's like, it's not that bad, but I get quite good compliments on it. Like, when I speak fast.
Yeah.
It's quite interesting, but I'm not really sure if it's really good. You know? But here we are in like Charlotte's home and, you know, we're just here.
Yeah.
But, you know, boys are like stupid.
Boys are stupid.
I think I just realized, like, through my work also, like, through taking photos, I used to be so interested in, like, being a voyeur and, like, not being a part of the conversation. And then I realized that a common thing in my images was, like, people in relationships and, like, people kissing. And I realized I was, like, it was more so about me living vicariously through the people in my photos rather than, like, the other way around. So every photo that I probably take now is more so about me wanting to be in that moment rather than like me creating a moment. It's like
escapism for you.
Namaste. Literally. So I feel like that's like quite important now.
Yeah,
there's a kiss wall that Charlotte's in my exhibition.
I know, I'm so happy that I'm in it. Namaste. That made me happy.
You're one of your fan pages tweeted, I was like, oh my fucking god, dude.
I was so mad because I was in New York the week that you were, that it started. I left Friday morning and then you had it Friday night. I was Namaste. So fucking mad. I couldn't go. I would have gone.
It's cute. I'm still surprised that people like it. It's,
yeah.
It's interesting.
I know. It's always like nice, like when you do something and then people like it.
Yeah.
You're like, why? But thanks.
On the exhibition night, I walked in like if it wasn't my opening. Like I just walked in like normal. Like I just walked in like.
Like it didn't feel like your opening.
I was just like moseying in. Like it was just like normal day. And everyone just was staring at me and I was just like, I need to get the fuck out of Dodge. Yeah. I need to like go.
Hide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I hid and then I came out and then they were all, this came to me. I was like, oh mon dieu.
It's like a bigger deal than like your birthday. It's like you have nothing really to like compare like that kind of attention to, you know?
Insanity. Also, my birthday this year, I literally was alone.
What do you mean alone?
I was in my apartment and I watched, what did I watch?
What's your birthday? What month?
September.
Okay. Are you a Virgo?
I'm a Libra.
Libra. When's your birthday? When's it the exact?
September 25th. I think Niels. Does
he have September 25th as well?
I think so. Your friend Niels, no?
I don't know his exact birthday.
I'm such a
bad friend. Fuck.
I'm screaming. That's your bestie.
I love Niels. I literally don't remember. I like remember five friends' birthdays.
That may not be his birthday, but I do know he told me he's a Libra before.
Okay. Do Libra and Tauruses get along?
We're besties.
Are we? I think that was like one of the first things you said to me. Actually,
yeah.
You're like, I told you my sign. And you're like, oh my God, love it.
Because we just get each other.
Yeah.
You're there for me as much as I'm there for you.
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah.
What sign is Jordan?
Jordan's an Aquarius and I hate Aquarius men. They're all breaking my heart.
One of my best friends is an Aquarius too. Yeah. She's crazy.
She's the best though.
Yeah.
She really has taught me like so much about life that I don't think I've ever learned through many of my other friends. Like she's taught me like a different perspective on family and friendship and like love. And like, I think I'm like so grateful to have her in my life. Like I really, really am grateful.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh my God. I fucking hate my life.
You what?
I'm like, oh my God. It's like Jordan. Oh my God, I fucking love you. You're my best friend. Meanwhile, her and I talk to each other. I'm like, I fucking hate you, slut.
Yeah.
I text her.
That's
like,
how you text.
Yeah, I'm like, I hate you. Have a good day. She's here right now, actually. She's in LA.
In LA. She should have come.
She leaves. She's at work. She's like,
what? Oh, work, like modeling.
Namaste. Yeah. Probably for fucking H&M or something. I don't know.
Okay. Either or. Tall or short, guys?
Tall. Tall.
Like, what's like ideal height?
When I was in high school, it was like, I wouldn't like someone who's 6'4".
Yeah.
Just a tree.
I trust me, like the bigger the better for
Namaste.
Me.
Namaste.
Like literally, I would take 7 feet. I'm not like, even kidding. I'm not kidding.
No. That you need a bed that's big enough for that.
I know.
That's what you really would need.
And my bed is very small.
Namaste.
It's very small and no one fits in it.
Yeah. What about you? So you like tall guys too?
I like tall guys. Like it's like my actual like number one prerequisite, I would say. Like for me to like fall in love with you, they're going to be really tall.
Mine is, I think, cargo pants.
Anyone can swoop in there. All you need is like $40.
Listen. Boys look so hot in cargo pants.
They do look hot in cargo pants.
I'm just really...
They're practical.
They are practical. I get it. Like, I understand.
I also think a certain type of man wears cargo pants. So that's also why I really
You're correct on that.
Yeah. Oh my God.
What about what's more important to you? Humor or like emotional depth?
Humor.
Humor.
I think with humor, there's some emotion in there. So I don't think I need someone who's like Romeo, like Shakespeare. I don't need anything like that. I need just someone who just makes me laugh.
I'm the opposite. I'm like, I don't know.
You need emotional depth?
I think I do. I think because I did, liked a funny guy. He was so funny. And then we just never talked about anything serious. And I kind of was just I like it. It's really fun all the time.
Did you challenge him, you think?
All the time. Really? I challenged him. I couldn't even help it. Honestly, I just
don't think an emotional guy, I think they would be too quiet for me. Really am interested until I used to be interested in quiet guys.
Yeah.
Just I wonder because why they're that so is. Mysterious and there's something about them that's just I want to read their mind.
Yeah.
But those men, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
They're toxic in a way.
I'm not I know what you're saying. I'm not into quiet guys.
Yeah.
Mysterious quiet guys I don't really care for.
Namaste.
But emotional depth who has a good personality. Yeah.
We want all the things.
I want it all. I want 100 Sharpay, across the board.
You said it best.
Yeah.
You said it best.
Either or athletic or creative?
Athletic.
Interesting. Why?
I think...
For you, that's so interesting to me.
Because I don't think I really like people in my field.
Okay.
I like people who have differences than me. And can teach me something different and put me into a whole new world. I go rock climbing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And the boys there, they're all in cargo pants also. But, I think...
Is this what started this bias?
Maybe.
It's my time.
Yeah, literally.
But I think athletic is there's a sort of a brain mm-hmm. that works with people that do sports that I think I'm really interested in. They pick things up quickly. Mm-hmm. There's a confidence there.
Yeah.
I think sometimes creative, you can either dip into a little too introverted. Mm-hmm. And I need someone who can hang because I'm really not loud, but you know what I mean? When I walk into a room, I'm pretty there.
Yeah.
So I need someone who can match that even in his presence.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Interesting.
Namaste.
New York or LA?
New York.
Why? I knew you were gonna say that.
I love New York. I mean, I like it in LA, but I think I like myself in New York more.
Yeah.
I think New York I can first walk around.
Yeah.
And there's such a freedom there. LA I came here so many times this year and I didn't feel trapped, but it just becomes so lazy.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can do that. I need to fill up my days with something. And I felt when I was here a lot, there would be so many times where meeting with people, it couldn't be all in a day. Mm-hmm. It'd have to be a plan and it'd have to be like something so thought out and it'd have to take all day. Mm-hmm. It couldn't just be I go hang out with this person, I go hang out with that person, and we all do something later. And so, and also LA is a really scary place.
Scary in what way?
I don't know. It's just I feel so intimidated here. When we go out, not to someone's house, or even to someone's house, there are NDAs at people's houses.
Yeah, sometimes.
There's people who are so self-aware in a weird way here.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
People that you go into a party sometimes and people who want to be acknowledged.
Yeah.
Or there are people who are there to be it's just the psycho, I psychoanalysis that.
Yeah.
And then also being in LA, I feel walking down the street, people are too worried about who you are. Mm-hmm. And I think what is it? I usually stay in West Hollywood, and when I walk around, sometimes it's I am a nobody, but I'll wear sunglasses and someone thinks that I'm a somebody. And I'm
yeah.
It's just I just don't like that sort of energy around me. I'd rather just like be around and no one care.
I know what you mean. I actually feel you with that because like I'm self-conscious sometimes walking down the street here.
Yeah.
Just like in general, because like people like care at all. Like who like they are walk like they're watching people walk down the street. Like, they give a shit. Like New York, no one cares.
Exactly.
You're invisible. And like you can just like go amongst your day.
But I like it in New York because in New York people care, but then they will like they'll tell you that they care.
Mm-hmm.
In LA, someone will know who you are and they won't say anything. And they'll like make it so like such a point to make
like
it
like a weird like and it's thing. Like, I don't need to know you. Kind
and
of
I've,
thing.
I've always been like so annoyed of that because I'm always like, I obviously know who you are. Like, I'm not going
to
like,
I'll say it to people.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go up to, I'm not going
to
see someone that I
want to
know.
Yeah.
And like ignore them and try to act like I'm too cool for them.
Yeah.
I'm like, I fucking know who you are. Like, what is it? I think I saw Drake.
Yeah.
Matt's house.
You're like, I know you. He was at Matt's house?
He was at Matt's house. And I think I looked at him and I was just like, you know, I don't think I said anything, but I feel like I gave the energy that I'm like, I know who you are and I love you.
Yeah.
And it wasn't in a way of like, I know who you are and I don't, and I want you to notice
and
me
I'm too
before.
Cool for this.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I saw, like, I'm obsessed with Devin Lee Carlson.
Yeah.
Saw her at Camp Flognaut and I was like, hi, I'm obsessed with you. I watch your YouTube videos religiously.
Love that, yeah.
I'm going to walk away now. Bye.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and this is so like annoying, but like she followed me that night. And I think that was the moment when I knew that there was like really nice people in LA. Because I was like, there's no one that I don't think I've ever met who just did that off the bat. Like she doesn't even know me. And I just told her I'm a fan and she just did that. And I think that was like so sweet of her to like, I guess, believe in our friendship.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like there's like, I met some, like a lot of people and I like you and like Deb and Nick and Ian. And like, I have a group in LA that I really like. I'm like, there are people that I know that are good. And there are people in LA that I think are like, I don't think I could like hang around them and like hang out with them alone.
Yeah.
And like go on a walk with them and talk about like something deep.
Yeah.
And I just, LA is just a really weird place.
LA definitely breeds more of those people. Like they just like, and they all like kind of get like, it's like a magnet to LA. Yeah. Like all of those kinds of people just come here, you know, because it's like fame on their mind, you know, and like relevancy and like kind of like an itch
they
need. Which
is fine, but it's also like doing it in like a genuine way of like knowing you have talent and then just like having that talent speak for itself.
Yeah.
Instead of like doing things and saying things to like make yourself feel as though you're bigger than who you are.
Well, that's something that you understand, like a lot of people we know understand, and like people who like, it's just like a good thing to understand. But like, a lot of people don't. Like, just like majority of people don't see it like that.
It's so interesting. You
know? Yeah.
But I think I always recognize it. But I'm always a fan of telling people that I love them. Like
me too. Yeah.
I used to be obsessed with Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
And I at the Wang show, the first one I snuck into, I have a Snapchat of me screaming her name because I was so starstruck.
Yeah.
I have a tweet that I will never delete of me tweeting Kendall Jenner. Tell Kylie to make a Twitter so I can tell her I love her. I was obsessed.
No, I think
but like I would see them and I'd be like, I'm like, there are certain instances, obviously in certain spaces where that's okay.
Yeah.
And I would do those in those moments. But there are others also sometimes where you're like, sometimes I have to be professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, I'm super okay with like doing that. And I feel like people here make me feel weird for doing that, for acknowledging someone's talent and someone's like energy.
Yeah.
So I love New York more.
Yeah. New York is just, it's more. I think everyone across the board, it's like the one takeaway is like LA is less genuine.
But during quarantine, you guys have to awesome parties.
We did. I had awesome parties.
Well, not during quarantine, but like earlier this year, like earlier 2021.
During the pandemic.
Yeah. During the pandemic, you guys, this was like, New York wasn't really like partying. It was more so like wholesome things like skating and stuff like that. But here, I went to some, I had a great time.
I don't know if that's like good to say. It's like so true.
Not
but,
like,
but it's because there was also like this space aspect. Like LA has like people with backyards, like full huge estates that you can have a party in. New York is
I do think there's a beauty to LA. And I also think that's why I will never move here is that it's so vacation like for me and so not real.
Yeah.
Like it's so beautiful outside. It should not be beautiful outside every day.
Yeah.
It should not be beautiful women walking down the street every day.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be able to, like, get a green juice.
Yeah, every day.
And, like, go for it. You know what I mean? There's just so many things that I think limit me to like enjoying living here. Yeah. That I'm like, I need to leave before I like become too comfortable and enjoy the beauty. And that's like, I should not see like, what is it? I think I was at dinner last night and the CEO of like Rolling Loud was just came like walked by and I was just like, this isn't the life that I was supposed to live.
Yeah. You're making me want to move back to New York now. Honestly, I've been like thinking about it for so long and now I have a fucking apartment and I'm just
Namaste.
I want to move back.
Though. I think there's such a community in New York and it's also so close knit, like in proximity that it makes it so much fun.
Yeah.
To like walk around and like do the whole shebang.
Yeah. Well, it's just like nothing like it. Like it's literally like an adult playground.
Namaste.
It's like 24 hours. Everything's open. Like so like it's just like crazy. It's just so much fun. Like nothing compares and nothing will compare. I'm like obsessed. I love it.
Since you've cut your hair, how do you feel? Do you feel like you've changed? Do you feel like you've like, because I've seen a difference in like obviously like your trajectory of like being this Instabatty with long hair, tan skin, LA girl, and like crop tops and short skirts.
Yeah.
And now you're in like overalls and an oval chair. So like how do you feel you've changed over the years? Do you feel like you become better as a person? Do you feel like LA has taught you or like this world has taught you all that you needed to know?
I think that I was like the same girl the whole time, to be honest with you.
Period.
But I just like was like didn't have some people like are born where they like just like have so like I know I'm cool, like I know I'm awesome. Like some people just like are born like that.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't like born like, oh, like I have like something like unique that I should share to the world. Like I didn't feel that way. I thought I should just like be like everybody else as much as I could.
Yeah.
Because like I didn't think like I like, you know,
ooh, brandy
just,
girl.
You know, I just was like, I'll just like do this. This is one size this fits is safe. All. Yeah. This is like a safe zone. And then I just like over time I was just like, there's like some part of me I'm not really exercising. I would always actually say that to my friends.
Yeah.
I was like, I just feel like there's something I'm not using in myself. And then like one day I just like decided that like I should stop trying to be like everybody else and like just be myself.
Namaste.
And then I just like but did my own thing.
How do you feel now?
I feel more like myself than ever. And I don't even think I'm like fully there.
Do you think you would have gotten that way if you hadn't experienced, I guess, this lifestyle? Like, do you think you would have grown into the person you grown into regardless?
I thought about that. I think I would have, and I think I would have faster. Namaste. I think if I stayed in Toronto, like, I don't think I would have, like, joined into this, like, modeling group of girls that are all, like, they're all fucking amazing girls. They really are. But I think it made me very insecure.
Yeah.
And it made me...
At such a young age.
Too. Yeah. Also, like, getting Instagram followers. Like, I was being rewarded on being, like... I had, like, huge tits when I was 16, too.
Period.
So I was, like, being just rewarded on being hot. Like, that was, like, my thing.
Emily Ratajkowski, my body.
No, literally. I was just, like... I was, like, 16. I was getting all these followers by accident.
Yeah.
And then I was, like, hey, this is my thing. I guess I'm, like, hot.
Which is so crazy.
That's, like, I'm, like, I'm a hot person. Yeah. And I have to now never show my personality. And, like, never... Like, I don't know. It was just like this weird thing. Like, this is all you're good for. And
which
I
is really so believed funny because
it too. Like, I really did believe that.
That's just so crazy you say that. Because I feel like it only happens in LA where you're rewarded for being beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's not something you can necessarily like change. Mm-hmm. It's just something that you're given. And I feel like I haven't seen you like personally grow, but I've seen you like grow from, I guess, far away. And I do think that you have always been the same person.
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting how, like, I feel like this is more you than I've ever seen you before in my life.
No, I completely
agree. Seeing you at videos at Coachella and, like, you, like, you know, with everyone. And it's just, like, this is Charlotte, but, like, this is Charlotte in, like, in LA.
Yeah.
This is like a different time. Yeah. She hasn't, like, noticed that she's an individual.
Yeah. I think I just didn't like know that yet.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like cool to be yourself. Like,
namaste. Honestly. It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Which because someone else asked me that like last month. They're like, were you like always the same? Like, cause they didn't know me that well. And they were like, when you had like, they literally asked, like, when you had long hair, were you like the same? I was like, I was the same personality. Like I always was.
Yeah.
I think this is just more of a visual representation of my personality.
Which is so interesting, you know how I mean? That just changes everything.
Yeah. people are like, oh, this makes sense now. I'm like, yeah, I guess.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
I think that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you, Tyrell. I wish I could say the same for you, but you've literally just been like a fucking flower this whole time. So fuck you. But you guys, you just knew though. Like, you're one of those people that just like instinctively like knew, I have like a vision. I have like something I can bring. Like, that's like, those people are so cool to me.
I don't think it was I knew. I think it was more so like, I'm bored.
You think it was like, I'm bored?
I was so bored to the point, not bored to the point, but like, I was so like, uninterested in the things around me that I had to find interest in myself.
Yeah.
And when I found interest in myself and the things, and I was like, I like the things that I like, and I'm not going to change that for anybody. That's when I was like, unapologetically, like who I am. And then I was like, I'm just going to do whatever the fuck that I want to do. And honestly, I'm not going to rob anyone or, you know, I'm not going to do anything bad or break the law, but I will like do what I want, and I'm going to do what makes me happy. And I think learning that early on definitely was like a really, really, like a really, really key thing. I was like, I cannot go in the world and like try to please everyone. I have to just like be like, today I want to wear blue because I want to wear blue.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm going to text, like, even like now, like doing things like texting boys first, like things that we'd be like in high school, be like, you can't really do that. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, I just have to do what I feel is right. And you have to trust in your heart that what's right will lead you in the right place.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why I asked you the question. Cause I'm like, I feel like cutting your hair led you in the right place.
Yeah.
Like, probably, I don't know what the fuck led me in the right place. Maybe High School Musical.
Maybe you have some what?
Maybe High School Musical. High School Musical. But, you know.
I really do believe a huge part of like who you are is like who you, I think for majority of people, especially like creatives, like it's like their nature. Like, cause some people are just born with an eye, you know, like that's just like who you were. It was like, and I think that's like, this is like who I am. This is like who you are. Period. We just have to like figure that out. Like,
namaste.
You
know, like, we're go back to that. Not done yet though.
No. Oh my God. No.
We're just chilling.
This
now.
Is just like the first like steps of it.
I think,
you know?
I think now we're at the point where we're like, we know who we are and we can like soak in it.
Yeah.
But we're not done yet. But we're just soaking.
We're just getting our footing in it too. Like, this is like the first, like we're like the first like level of like the game of who we
Period.
Are. You know what I mean?
Not Spy Kids.
Yeah. Just Spy Kids. Literally level there one. There we go. Yeah. No, but honestly, that's how I feel. Because think about us when we'll be like 35. Like, the girl will be at 35 and like the man you'll be at, I say girl, the woman, sorry.
Ah.
I'm still period. A kid. I can't. Yeah.
Not yet a woman. Mm. That is time. A woman that is mine. Is that Cher? That's
Celine Dion. Like Cher. Yeah. No, but yeah, like the people will be when we're older and probably gonna like laugh. Like, I'll probably like legit cringe at these, like I can't us watching
wait.
This.
No, I can't.
Oh
wait.
My God.
I can't I'll like wait. Legit but the be thing like, is, what was we'll I know,
saying? Like,
we'll
it
know that we were living in our truth.
We are.
And I think that's the most beautiful thing about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to look back on this and be like, I was living in my truth. There's nothing that I was doing that I didn't want to do.
Yeah. That's exactly who I was in that moment, you know?
Period. Exactly. Exactly. Period.
Even like my podcast from last season, like you can tell I'm even like a little more shy in some of them, especially like the very first ones. I'm like, that's fine. That's
you didn't
just like
seem shy.
No, it's more, I'm like fine talking to people, I have like a shyness.
Nervous.
Yeah, it's not. It's like a.
Yeah.
It's just like I'm not one of those like a people that are like think I'm like
minute.
Awesome.
It takes
yeah.
a minute.
No, totally. No, but I can like literally just tell my character's a little different, and I'm okay with it. I'm like, this literally is just who I was in that moment.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that's like who.
Yeah.
And that's I kind of like it.
Exactly. You like seeing your growth.
I do. Yeah.
That's why I don't delete anything.
I don't delete anything either.
On YouTube, I my first video is still on there. I don't delete anything because I'm like. It took that person to be who he was in order for me to be where I am.
It's the truth. 100%. Like, it's like just the true story of like what happened to me.
Literally.
What happened to you. Screaming. It's just like, I like that.
True story.
Yeah.
Charlotte D'Alessio and Tyrell Hampton.
Yeah. Well, Tyrell.
Wait, rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. You win. Namaste.
Wait, so what happens like now?
Tune in next time on Charlotte D'Alessio.
Tyrell, thank you so much for coming.
Gracias.
I'm so excited to go through this podcast.
Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much.
Anything else?
Gazoon tight.
Beautiful.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Hey.